FM 90.3 WJTL, telecast The Beauty of Simplicity, Steve Fee and Phil Wickham. Prior to that, good morning to you. It's 7:22.
Hey, it's intern Paul with a look at today's forecast. Clouds and light rain today, a bit cooler with a high of 46. Tonight, rain and possible snow showers. No accumulation expected with a low of 35. And tomorrow, winning Wednesday, mostly cloudy and a slight chance of showers and a high of 51. It's currently 38 degrees.
Thank you, intern Paul. Good morning to you. It's 7:23. Our very special guest today, Reese Crane, is with us. He's with the Silent Addiction. Good morning again, Reese.
Good morning again.
Was it about 2 years ago that you announced the beginning of this ministry? Tell us a little bit about the Silent Addiction.
I did. A friend of mine and myself were here on the air, and we wanted to keep it silent. Until today, and we announced that thesilentaddiction.com was going to be the name of the ministry, and so that was about 2 years ago. It's amazing how time has flown.
Yeah, tell us about the Silent Addiction. What kind of ministry is it?
Well, it's a ministry to those struggling with porn addiction, as well as love and sex addictions. They definitely are different, but they both feed off of each other. I myself was an addict for 35 years. Finding it as a young child around 11 years of age. And at around age 46, I had my come to Jesus moment, and I stopped walking the fence in my life spiritually and actually chose the side of Jesus. So I realized that I wasn't alone, even though I felt alone, and I felt very dirty, very ashamed, very isolated. And so I began to come in contact with other people and share my story. And they began to say, hey, I'm kind of having a problem too. And even when we were here on the air a couple of years ago, I had some people call me about a year after and say, I heard you on WJTL, and it's taken me this long.
Wow.
And for this, it does. It takes a very, very long time for people to come out of their shell, recognize they actually do need the help, and then we set some things up. So
what are some of the things that you're doing?
Well, some of the things that I'm doing is one of the things, actually, tomorrow I'll be starting my second module of four in getting my certification as a sex addiction therapist. And one of the things that I deal with are a lot of people, you know, they don't understand that porn or a love and sex addiction is just the symptom. Underneath are the problems. And so we medicate in various ways. We do, you know, alcohol, all forms of substance abuse, and porn is not, absent from that list. And so what I try and do is get down underneath all of that kind of stuff. But the biggest deal is I have to demand full abstinence from porn, because we can't get to the deeper things unless we stop that. Because if we start going to the deeper things first, like neglect, abuse, trauma, all of that kind of stuff, then people just go back to their behaviors to try and find some peace while they're dealing with this pain.
Right.
And so that's the big deal. Some people that I have been counseling are really finding freedom. We're actually getting to those deep places. They're actually coming to the realization that they did have some very deep issues, and they medicated with porn use, or they medicated by being, you know, perverse sexually. So it's, you know, without going into the confidentiality type stuff, we are seeing real breakthroughs. We are presenting them, you know, we'll have them write out these charts and say, this is my behavioral pattern. This is where it became compulsory, where I had nothing that I could do to stop my behaviors. And once I saw that, it was a recognition of their real problem. They saw it on paper like a picture.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh my gosh, that's me. And what we want to do is we want to change the story.
Yeah.
This has been your story from up until whenever you found it up until now, but we're going to change the story. We're going to turn the corner, and we're going to have a different story. This does no longer have to define you. Your addiction no longer has to define you. And I'm a person that believes that God will heal a person from a porn addiction. It's not just something that we have to suffer with our whole life, or we have to show up and go to all these things and say, hi, you know, I'm an addict and all this kind of stuff of 30 years and things like that. I truly believe that Jesus Christ came to die on the cross, not for us to just kind of survive in our addiction and kind of manage our addiction. I believe that God wants to completely set us free from that addiction. But this is a huge, huge, huge problem in our society right now. Millions and millions of young kids are finding it on a regular basis, And then we get 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds, 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds who have been living under the thumb of this slavery.
Yeah.
And so it's been pretty cool. Slowly but surely, people are starting to come out of the woodwork right now, admit they have the problem. It is such a shameful, disgraceful feeling, unlike any other substance. And a couple of years ago, not long after we were here, there was this kind of Ashley Madison thing that happened, which was a website that their slogan is "Life's too short, have an affair." And literally 400 pastors had to step down from their positions because they were on the list because it got hacked, and it was outed for everybody to see. And so, my biggest call in this whole thing is to be active in the churches. That's my biggest thing, is I want to minister the life of God and the freedom of God to people, but I also want to help churches set up ministry to people who are struggling with porn so they know how to face it. I think one of the biggest issues is they don't know how to face it. We've concentrated so long on divorce, we've concentrated so long on other substance abuses, but now that this is coming to light, we really, really have to have a plan in place to attack this.
If folks would like to have you come speak, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
Probably to visit my website, which is www.thesilentaddiction.com. I do have a contact form on there. You can read my autobiography about what I went through, and learn more about the addiction that it is. But yeah, if I can get some places to speak to, I really think we can put a major dent in this.
If you're suffering with addiction, or if you'd like to have Reese come speak to your group, your church group, whatever, please visit thesilentaddiction.com. We'll talk more with Reese Crane coming up in just a bit. Phil Kagi, back to the music right now. I Must Tell Jesus, WJTL. Good morning.